A mandatory module for my master's degree required a quantitative analysis of historical data. This was the most unpopular module that year, and most of my cohort confounded themselves with complex data sets. I decided to see what I could do with just a single number, 60,000, the reported size of the crowd at the Peterloo Massacre in 1819. Using a Google Maps tool, I cautiously concluded that the crowd couldn't have been larger than 35,000, which got me thinking about why historians rarely challenge established recorded figures. So for my PhD, I've decided to take this further. This is a daguerreotype of the 1848 meeting of Chartists on Kennington Common in South London. It's actually the earliest recorded photograph of a crowd. This time I've used a grid technique and come up with a figure of 15,000, which compares with 150,000 as reported by current historians. At the same time, my archival research has revealed that there were 90,000 police and military on duty in the capital that day. Which poses a quandary. Why did the government go to such lengths to suppress such a small crowd? And that's the thrust of my research, probing the mismatch between the perception and the reality of the 19th century crowd. And my work simultaneously builds on and challenges the work of other historians. And my controversial findings have opened reopened a debate, between Chartist historians, some of whom have challenged my figures. So I have to be thorough. I have to look beneath the numbers. I have to interpret what's going on here. And of course, I've come up with a theory that radical groups punch way above their weight. And my research is having impact outside of academia. I've been engaged as a consultant on the Kennington Chartist Project to celebrate the 170th anniversary of this event. And I'm contributing to a book that's coming out next year on protest. And in this way, I'm continuing the tradition of the Warwick History Department of pushing the bounds of history. Thank you.